What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of
Something.
That's gotta be Aaron.
Oh, I forgot.
Welcome to another episode of
Something.
Man, he's good. So we're going with these little jaunts here because I think we blew our podcasting thing, whatever this roadcaster. So we're flying, I guess, micless. I guess we have a mic, machineless for this podcast. It's been about, two or three weeks since we've done a update. So we're getting better at getting back to doing them regularly. We have a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. We are live over here. We have 182 people. That's a lot.
It was like 190, yeah. Almost 200.
So Cape Cod. Cape Cod. Did you talk about Cape Cod? Oh, the Yorton Cup. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Titanic.
I don't think that's what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about. All right. Anyways, so this is Supdates. This is where we talk about, basically, we run through all the brands and all the stuff that is either just recently released or is about to release within the next couple weeks.
Coming soon.
I think every, at least once a month, we need to do a Supdate.
Yeah, and maybe even...
Maybe twice, every 3 weeks. I think 3 weeks is a good one.
I like that.
You like 3 weeks?
We got three podcasts. How about we do one every
Can you hold us to that, Aaron, every 3 weeks? So if you guys have questions in here as we go through this, I'll try to share with you guys as well as record this. I'll probably delete this live after this is gone because this is going to go up on YouTube on Friday for release to the public, for public consumption. You know what? I don't even have my my phone. I'm like, where's my phone? My phone's here. I need to know if we're allowed to talk about them.
This one?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody responded. They're busy.
Oh, thanks. All right, so where do we start?
This is like Supdates. We usually talk about everything.
Right.
So where do we start? Want to talk about the nutrition corners? You want to talk about the Coliseums? You want to talk about CIAPT? Anything new?
The biggest thing to do with so the nutrition corners, I don't think there's anything in particular to talk about there.
Got a manager's meeting next week.
Yeah, the manager's meeting. So I did get back to vlogging. So
that'll be fun.
I have a vlog going up today from last week's trip to Vitamin Shoppe with Chris Gethin. And then I have, after that, later this week, I'll have another vlog going up about our trip to Natural Body. So I'm going to try to get back to doing vlogs. They're super raw. So sometimes they're actually kind of entertaining because they're super raw and not overproduced, which I want to get back to doing. So one day we were sitting in the conference room and we started... just looking back at some of the old content, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it was pretty cringe, but it was good content.
At the end of the day, we just say, we want to do this for
us. We want to do it for ourselves, because we like going back to watch some of these things. It's going to be funny when, like,
we're gonna be
my
fat,
kids...
We're going to be fat sitting on a porch one day watching all our old videos.
Speak for yourself, bro.
Dude. Just smoking a cigar, eating pretzels.
I'll give you that.
Fat.
For sure,
skinny
you know,
fat.
We'll be smoking cigar, eating pretzels. I'm pretty sure of that. First time at the Nutrition Corners was freaking awesome. Please come to the West Coast, bro.
Woo! I like that.
Bro, if you want to run it, there you go.
That's a good.
All right. So, manager's meeting next week. I will do a vlog for the manager's meeting so you can see the behind the scenes of what we do for our manager's meeting. It is like no other corporate meeting that I think any other company does. So we'll do that. And then.
So the answer is yes.
Okay. You want to go get, Aaron can go get it. You got to go get that flavor, that other new
the
flavor
other
of this
Iceland.
One. With the little face on it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah. It's going to be weird talking without Aaron there.
Do I need to text you?
I feel like I'm on crack right now.
It's in the chat. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, CIAPT is rocking and rolling. We are actually hiring a new physical therapist at the moment.
The position's open.
Opening. Yeah, we're not hiring. Yeah. We haven't found that person yet.
Right.
So we're looking for somebody who's super like... this isn't just like a typical physical therapy. This is like a performance physical therapy office. So we need somebody who is super interested in getting athletes back to where they are and then to get them better. And so if you know anybody who wants to be a physical therapist, wants to join our team, we have one location now here in Statesville. We will be opening another location in Mooresville probably next summer. And then it's continuing to expand from that. So it's Crush It Athletics and Physical Therapy. So we're looking to hire another PT here to help support Connor. And then for the gym, the big news is like I saw, we've been talking about this expansion in Mooresville to the basement powerlifting pit underneath. It's been going on since we've opened, so 6 months now. I did see pictures. The metal stairs are fabricated. They're welded. The railings are welded. So next, they're going to pour cement into the metal stairs, and then they're going to finish them, and then they got to finish the bathroom down there. So we are... Jesse, who is Grizzly Bear, who does our painting, was going to come next week, but that, I think, is going to unfortunately have to get pushed off 3 weeks, which sucks.
That is sick.
Alternatively, we could bring him here to do those painting we want him to do, and then at the end of next week, he could go down there. So that's what we're hoping for.
Got it.
So we will have about a 2,000-square-foot expansion at Crush It Coliseum in Mooresville for all those powerlifter lovers, because you guys know right now there's not a ton of room for, like, you know, deadlifting and squatting and all that stuff with all the machines in there, so we're going to be expanding that. So getting on to the brands, let's jump into there. Oh, we got one more addition here. All right.
That's nice.
Before we get into the brands, I love seeing you this weekend and Chris with Chris, blah, blah, blah. Hard Multi Fury going down the hatch right now before cardio. All right. That's pretty cool. That's really
cool. That's super cool.
Yeah. I don't know how he did that. Was that like AI?
I think it's AI.
Yeah. All right. So where do we want to start?
You want to start with arms race? I think so.
All right, let's do arms race.
So, America?
Let's start with arms race. Arms race nutrition. We just launched pumpkin spice ISO. I love these new labels. Have you guys seen this? So we still have the amber bottle. We went with black lid, these neck seals. But like the detail in these labels came out incredible. I love this new branding on here. So this is the pumpkin spice. This is an amazing flavor. You guys need to try this in coffee. So I need to do a video showing how you properly do a pumpkin spice coffee, because there's a trick to it. And you need to have a special shake.
Part of your vlog.
I could do that as part of my vlog.
Have like Jackson film you.
I will.
That'd actually be fun.
Yeah, my next vlog, the first 4 or 5 minutes is me talking about vlogging and also training Jackson in a performance center. It's kind of cool.
Sweet.
So there's a lot of different stuff going on in the vlogs. So we have pumpkin spice. This is our isolate. This is amazing. Amazing. It's one of my favorite flavors of all time. And then, so this is just launched. Then we have, this flavor is incredible. This is another isolate. We don't have an official launch date, but it will be later in October, right?
Mid to late October.
This is, now Patrick's going to have, I'm going to butcher this because my kids are a little older now. This is Mint Choco Boom, and look who's on the side of this. Wait, where is he at? That's Tommy. So this is Julian's son.
Yeah, Julian, so if you follow Julian in the past couple years, you see his son Tommy all the time. And his son Tommy loves Trash Truck. Trash Truck is a kid series on Netflix that my son is also obsessed with. And so when they were trying to come up with a name for mint chocolate ice cream, there's an episode, the last episode of the second season, which is like the grand finale, is called Mint Choco Boom. And they stand in line for wherever to get this free ice cream, but then Hank is the boy, he loses his ticket, and they have to go through like all the old episodes. They go underwater, they go like, so it brings all of like the episodes together, and at the end they're like, this is so good. This mint chocolate's so good. What's the boom? And then all of a sudden, fireworks start going off. So mint choco boom. You should definitely watch Trash Truck on Netflix.
Are we gonna get a cease and desist over this flavor? I think.
No.
It's such a cool label, though. I don't know how Rags did
you
this.
You can delete that.
I feel
if you
like
want
that. No, keep it on. I feel like that's AI. It's got to be, right? Like
totally.
That's incredible. I mean, that literally looks like Tommy, which is awesome. So this is a mint chocolate ice cream flavor. It is also delicious. This and coffee also would be probably amazing. Somebody did ask here. Yes, I should say also available at the Nutrition Corners. We got Black Jesus over here live yelling at me through the screen. So I said now live on the website, but also at the Nutrition Corners.
It's probably the only retail.
Only retailer right now anywhere really that has this, because we haven't really been rolling this out yet. Couple things I need to address in here. So we got that. Let's see here. Oh, we got Amari up in here. All right, so... does this replace the core ISO pumpkin spice? The answer is yes.
Because
why?
Isn't it like, besides, I mean, it's like very similar.
Yeah,
like the
it is. It is. So we don't have core pumpkin spice. It was one of my all-time favorite flavors. We wanted a false flavor for arms race. This is one of the few, if any, times that we've actually transferred over a flavor.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It is core ISO pumpkin spice. So if you like the core ISO pumpkin spice, arms race pumpkin spice isolate is what you need. Word to Shannon Sharp. Okay. I don't know. Sometimes Black Jesus, I don't understand you, but I'll take.
His podcast is booming, though.
It was great in coffee. Yeah, it is great in coffee. All right. I feel like I skipped something on the nutrition corner side. Because speaking of in-store and whatnot, we have been behind the scenes working tirelessly on the Nutrition Corner.
Oh, that yawn.
So the Nutrition Corner will be a fully functional e-commerce site to support the Nutrition Corners. And we will have, we're probably launching with about 30 brands on there. Really cool thing about this is it'll be one place where you can come and get every SKU of all five of our brands from one website. I don't think there's any other website in the country that has every SKU of all five of our brands, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, so for those, remember we used to have America Labs on the core website, and people really loved that.
But. Yeah, and some people want to like buy, they might be a core purchaser, but they want that pumpkin spice ISO from Arms Race. They have to go to place two separate orders. Well, now we got you covered. Nutrition Corner will be live probably within the next 3 to 4 weeks. It's looking awesome. It will be an awesome experience. It's better than a lot of the top websites out there right now that you're probably familiar with. Hopefully a better experience. There will be a bunch of promotion. We will have daily deals, weekly deals, so you can take advantage of some really awesome products. And then also we can bring the Nutrition Corner experience beyond Virginia and North Carolina, which is really important. So sorry I missed that one. Will you guys drop a video trainer? We're in the works with Chris Gethin on the Unmatched side to do a Unmatched specific kind of like trainer. So yes, we'll be coming out with something there. Okay. Where were we? Are we going to America? Can we go to core? Because I really need to get in here.
We wrapped up arms race, and you went back to the nutrition corners.
Yes. So now we're going to get into core.
All right.
We're going to get into core. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about Transformers, because the last time on Subdates, we couldn't fully reveal it. You've seen some videos. You've seen the cool 3D graphics we've done. Look at this promo box. Is that not the coolest freaking thing you've ever seen?
This thing's been transforming.
I'm telling you, this has even exceeded my expectations. You know, on the flight to Natural Body, we were watching some Transformer stuff, and I had a moment where I literally got chills thinking of that. We did a freaking Transformers collab. Like we were there with like Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox. Like we were there. We were transforming. Carl knows what I'm talking about.
We were there.
We were there. We were like transformers. Yeah.
He's like, how are you there? It's because I was on your phone.
No one else knows what you're talking about. Maybe Carl does. Anyways.
Was that a vlog?
That was a private video.
That's a private video.
I took when we may or may not have been intoxicated.
You're just smoking cigars.
But we were being super goofy. So we have three products. We have Protron, we have Energon, and we have AllSpark. I'm going to talk about AllSpark first because I need to get in here. I'm so thirsty. I'm dying to get in here. So AllSpark, this is our hydration. Oh, man, just look at that. We'll talk about the labels and all that in a second. This is our hydration and EAA products. So it's basically Core Hydrate, but not in a stick pack. So it has those performance elements. In addition to the 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, it has taurine, coconut water, L-of-ATP, trace mineral complex, estrogen. But it also has 5 grams of vegan EAAs. So I love this because I would switch between drinking like ABC and Hydrate on and off throughout the day. Basically BCAAs and hydration. This is all in one. I have been absolutely crushing these. I needed another one, so that's why I'm going to get into this in a second. The flavors for both Energon and AllSpark are the same across the two. So for AllSpark and Energon, Bumblebee is a sour lemon candy, Optimus Prime is a mixed berry kiwi, and Megatron is a blood orange passion fruit. They're all absolutely delicious. And then for Protron, which is the blended protein, This is like our Core Pro, very similar. So like a whey casein type blend with some coconut oil creamer and some digestive enzymes, very rich, that tastes amazing. We have Megatrona's peanut butter cookies and cream, my favorite. Mixed berry cheesecake, which people are loving. That's Optimus Prime. And then we have honey vanilla graham, which is the most complicated to nail and is awesome. That's the bumblebee flavor of Protron. So we talked about AllSpark, we talked about Protron, and then we have Energon. So this is our loaded pre-workout. You can see from the label here, 8 grams of citrulline. We got 3.2 beta alanine, 2.5 betaine, a gram of Alcar, Vasodrive AP, and Cognizin acetylcholine at trademark at clinical doses, Synactive, Huperzine A. But the really cool thing about this that really makes it stand out different from our other pre-workouts on the core line is we don't use caffeine, yet it's a stimulant-based pre-workout. We use paraxanthine. So paraxanthine is a metabolite of caffeine that where you get all the benefits of caffeine but none of the side effects. So it doesn't increase blood pressure, it doesn't increase heart rate, you don't become addicted and have withdrawals from it, but you still have energy and euphoria. I trained on it today for legs. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And so that is the Energon formula. So like Fury is not going away. It's just a different pre-workout, it's a different feel. So we're gonna have Fury and Energon, and actually Ascension is still out there, and Fury Australia. So we have a lot of pre-workouts just in the core line. So the packaging on this stuff, I mean, once we got the designs, so like the whole process, you're gonna have to go back and watch the Boss Status. I'm not gonna talk about it here, but there was a huge approval process. There was so many different designs to choose from, you know, we got a book of like 500 pages of different images that we could use in different series. We chose the Evergreen Transformer series that is most recognizable, but everything had to be approved through this long drawn out process. But at the end of the day, it turned out amazing. So we did custom safety seals on these. I'm gonna get into this. So we have the transformer safety or neck bands on here.
Show them emboss.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that. We have the custom embossed lids, which is half Autobot, half Decepticon. You can see that. And then on the inside, the custom transformer safety seal.
It's a nice surprise.
It is a nice surprise. And then.
But then there's a better surprise.
The better surprise comes off nice. I love these seals too, they're so good. Inside, and I'm taking this home, my kids are gonna be pissed because I opened it here. They love opening these things. Every unit, so whether it's the Energon, the AllSpark, or the Protron, you get one of these packs. So these are custom packs that we did, and we bought a lot of metal die-cast toys. You can collect one of 32. We're actually gonna add to the website a little PDF that you can download that has all 32 with their name and a little checkbox so you can collect them all. We don't know what we're giving away if somebody collects all 32 because the chances of doing that are really hard. I wanna give away the Bumblebee Camaro.
Yeah, we should.
But that would be a lot. So we need to find one, like a 2010 yellow Camaro SS. Dude, it would be sick. But you'd have to have proof of purchase of at least 32. And the chances of not having duplicates are like slim to none. You're probably gonna have to buy over 100 units of it, easily.
Oh,
like 1,000 units. And then we'll give you, if you get all 32, I can't say that because I don't know if we can find one, but that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
And they're probably like,
they're rare.
I mean, they're collect. Yeah.
They're hard to find.
What's that?
That's odd. Aaron, you're terrible.
I thought that was normal.
They're hard.
That was very normal.
They're hard. They're just hard. All right, so we're going to get into this. So I'll show you what this looks like. So you rip this open, and I'll tell you what. I brought home 7 tubs the other day, and all 7 of them ended up being open.
Oh!
Wait, that's not a gold one. That's the yellow one, though.
Is that Bumblebee, though?
I can tell you
no,
who that is.
No, that's not Bumblebee.
Go into Slack, the Transformer Slack thread. We'll tell you who this is. So this is, you can see, this is like hard metal.
It's better to do it on metal, bro.
Yeah.
This right, sounds so, like hard plastic.
It's real metal.
Just trust me.
So go in there.
Just chill.
Just go into Transformers. Oh, come on, get in there. We got to tell the people who it is.
Core Nutritionals?
Yeah. No. I said Transformers, bro. Are you not in the Transformers?
No, I haven't been in the Transformers from the get-go.
Why not?
This is a great platform to complain. It's a great opportunity. Oh, you want me to do something? Oh, you got to go in the secret thread
Aaron,
that
are
you're
you
not
in
involved
it?
In.
All right, so Aaron's
involved in it and I'm not.
Oh, we're just keeping your ass out. All right, Aaron's gonna get us the name of it. And I'm gonna put two scoops of this in a 32-ounce shaker because I'm parched and dehydrated and I need my anabolism. Yeah,
oh,
did you?
Wow.
Okay, so
look
what's the name?
Nova Storm.
This is Nova Storm.
I don't want to be in it.
Nova Storm. Oh, look. S'mores Gains. How did you know that? Were you on the website? Did they add that yet? Or is he just a big nerd like us? But I didn't even know that. I think he's just a nerd.
He might have seen it.
So, Allspark is my go-to. Bumblebee Sour Lemon Candy is my flavor, and actually probably the number one selling flavor on the site. But yeah, you can see the PDF. You want to show the peeps the PDF that you can download?
Or no,
you're
going to
you're gonna be able to download it.
All right,
so let me get in here. He said he made a mock-up. I don't know how.
The Bumblebee, yeah, I thought he did something about it, Carlos.
There's two different Bumblebees.
I know. He's kind of lame.
Yeah, but he's still Bumblebee.
Oh, yeah.
You pulled an Optimus Prime on the first rip.
On the first rip. Dude, and then we got a Megatron, the purple one.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What the
heck? Ryder is killing the game right now.
That's crazy.
And then he's got a red one.
So yeah,
Red Wing.
We are super excited about
it's
this
a fire,
line.
It's a fire truck transformer, though. That's
cool.
A fire truck one.
Fire truck.
Yeah.
So this is like a really cool project for us. Probably the biggest project we've ever worked on, definitely from a licensing perspective. And we have we're going to be working with them and doing other things in the future as well. Super excited about this. You know, somebody could have done Transformers and done a really like piss poor job, thrown a logo on there and called it a day. I really feel like the team came through and nailed this. Everything about it is so authentic, and the team really crushed this, and I'm super proud of this project. And, you know, the feedback so far, you know, I knew I was going to love it, but you never know what other people are going to think. And so far, the feedback has been absolutely incredible, not just on the design, like obviously that's super cool, but like the flavors, the formulas themselves, people, our feedback is so good. So I think there's a small portion of people out there that might see the cartoonish nature of it from afar and be like, oh, we're not going to sell that from a retailer perspective, or I'm not going to buy that. But that is, I think, a super short-sighted and probably an incorrect statement from the sense of, you know, from the retailers who have picked this up, we're already getting reorders in, and they've only had it live for like a couple days. So I think the response in the market has been amazing so far.
Yeah.
And I think reorders are flying in, so that's a super great sign. So really excited about that. So that's Transformers. Let me get into here. Somebody said Marvel next. No, so somebody's already done a Marvels, and it just wasn't that good, so I'm not going to do that. My mom signed on here and tried to request to be live.
Oh,
what value are you going to add here, Mom? Come on.
She's got all your Transformers kids.
She does. All right, so let's see. Video trainer, we talked about that. Is it just me or let's see. Are you getting more awesome every day? Well, thank you. Hey, boys, Transformers going crazy in SoCal. Dude, my boy Jonathan at Everybody Nutrition is slanging some Transformers.
I bet you
the whole West Coast is on this.
Can we pause?
You want to take an order? Should we take one order? Jonathan.
Let's watch his video. Just wait.
Do you have core nutrition?
That's so good.
What?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Of course we do.
All right. They can't see it.
And then he goes.
That's amazing. It's amazing. Let's see here. You guys are awesome. Buy online and pick up at your local store. Yeah, there you go, S'mores. You're up at Dulles, right? Just saw this. There's my mom requesting to be in here. Excited to open the Energon. Are these limited?
Yes.
I mean, I guess actually, yeah, they are.
Well, so...
So the initial run is flying out the shelves now, right?
There's and a limit on these.
Yes.
So when we reach
that amount, yeah.
Then we're going to have to pivot. Right?
I want the cool box. Those cool box were very expensive. We thought about selling them, but we've decided to keep them for promos because honestly, some people I know collectors will want to have those boxes, but like I just didn't even feel right charging what I'd have to charge literally to make no money, right? Like they're promotional boxes. So I'll buy the whole stack. Let's see here. I thought it was a temporary test. Hey, Doug, so are many, many long-term benefits of caffeine? So there are many, many long-term benefits of caffeine. Is it the same with paraxanthine? I would need to know what specifically you're referring to. But just remember, paraxanthine is a metabolite of caffeine. So caffeine gets metabolized into theobromine, theophylline, and paraxanthine. 70% of the metabolites are paraxanthine. So little tidbit for you there. You made an, sour lemon candy crushing. Passion fruit is awesome. Great work on this project. Flamethrower, what? All right, he's going off. S'mores Gains is just going off his rocker here. Transformers pre-workout, RTD for the win. Don't let David Renicki hear that or he'll start working on it immediately.
He already's working on it.
Yeah, I guess actually he is. So that's Transformers, a lot going on there. And then also on the core line, why don't you talk about that one, Pat? I'm parched. I've been talking too much and I'm all cracked up. I just need to calm down.
Just calm down, just slow down. All right, so... Triad is a retailer out in Oklahoma City. They have three retail stores in Oklahoma City. Every year they do a big event, like we do our Nutrition Corner Nut Bash. They do Sample Triad. And so each year, Core Nutritionals, one of their top brands, we try to show up really big for Triad and do something special.
I think they refer to that as show out.
Show up?
And show out.
We try to show up, though.
And show out. Yeah.
Right, well, man. I show up. I show up and I'm out.
You show out.
You know what I mean? So, anyways, so we're launching Core Pro Peach Cobbler at Sample Triad, and this will be a 90-day exclusive with Triad. So you will not be able to get this flavor on our website through any other retailer. So they will have it. So
it is so good.
This is a show of appreciation for what they do for us as a retailer. And it's also a nice new look at, this is the first Pro that has a new take on the new label.
You can see a little textures in the cobbler.
Hey, can you grab Hydrate real quick, one of the new ones? Lemon lime or strawberry.
They should be right over here. Or unless you have them over there. All right, so we got this going on. This is amazing. Like, do you guys remember the peaches and cream, like oatmeal packets that you'd buy? This stirred into like overnight oats is just bomb diggity.
I wouldn't call it inclusions, but there is like crust.
Nummy nums. You knew exactly what I was saying. Somebody asked, is Transformers in Europe or just the US? So it's a complicated license deal. I will tell you, we can't send to Australia at least until later in the spring. We've had a lot of requests for that. We can send it to like Kuwait. We have some other, we're working on adding other countries in here. Europe is a black box, but if you can.
We've asked for UK, I think.
Yeah, if you can go to the website and you can purchase it on the website and ship it to that country, we made it available or not available to certain countries based on the license deal. So I don't know the answer to that.
I was gonna say,
there is a rare whack
smack.
To who?
You were like, somebody else could have done Transformers and just stuck something on the label, and that's what the brand in Australia did. We can't because somebody else has the. Yeah. He went all the way around and.
He went all.
I was trying to show off the show out.
Show out.
I was trying to show out the new Hydrate label.
No, you can show off. You show up and show out, dog.
But why can't I just?
You can show up. You don't just show up. You show up and show out.
Yeah, but that's just not in my blood. I don't need to announce
show
that I'm showing out.
You know, now we're showing off. We're about to show off.
If I show up, you know I'm out there.
Yeah. All right, here.
So this. Bro, I was in Megatron all weekend, or Cybertron.
Megatron. Here, do what you were gonna do with this, because you asked for it.
I asked for it because these are like sneak peeks.
You gotta show the people over there too.
These are like sneak peeks of a newer direction of what the brand is going to. So kind of like new lines, kind of like a, what do you call that? Will it be like a two-tone? Where it's like you got imagery up top and then the carbon fiber on the bottom.
This is clean. So the new Hydrate, so we got it back in lemon lime. We got blue ice, which looks awesome, strawberry margarita. And I will say, these, if you noticed, our Fun Sweets flavors were slightly different from our other flavors in terms of the sources. We went to a sodium citrate and a potassium citrate instead of a chloride to make it less salty. These are improved flavors as well. We still have over 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, but they taste absolutely amazing. So they're improved taste, not just packaging on that. All right, so we got to get rolling. How many minutes are we at here?
Yeah, we're like up there.
POV-ism.
MAGA.
I can't really tell.
MAGA.
All right, MAGA B. this is the first look at the new flavor of Red, White, and Boom, which, by the way, this formula is amazing. We have Red, White, and Boom. This is Make America Grape Again. And this has artwork. Jason Hauser did this for us. He's a famous political cartoonist slash artist. This is just for us. So this is, you see Donnie T there. He's got the little patch on the ear, and he is killing purple aliens that are climbing over the wall. I mean, look at the little all this artwork, all the details in here, the textures. I mean, these turned out amazing. We are launching these at the Olympia. These are a limited time Make America Grape Again offering. We're also doing t-shirts with that artwork on it. So full color, really nice high-end t-shirts we'll be selling. So that is America.
America!
All right, here we go. Let's see what else we got here. I need the cobbler. You calm down, Amari.
Dude, he's over. Oh, yeah, I'm getting hate messages right now.
Jesus loves you. Thank you. About to order so many cobblers. Oh,
so
there's
Kevin.
Oh, there's Kevin's in there.
I'm taking mad heat right now for you.
Yeah, everyone's he's getting hit up by every other retail in America saying, oh,
WTF.
Try it. Why ain't they getting it? Why ain't they getting it?
It's all on me. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Take it.
All right. Did we do it?
Yeah.
We do it?
We did it.
All right, we did it. I guess that's a wrap.
We can wrap it up.
So today is September 24th. This is going
2024.
Live. This is going live September 7th, 27th, 2024, Friday. So I'm putting it out there for POVism to get her done.
Why does ism
show
sound
the,
so
show
weird?
The world. Till next time, guys. Keep crushing it.